Hello everybody, this is Excalibur of Excalibur's Own Gaming, and welcome to the first episode of the FLGS News Report. This is going to be a show where we go over the events that are coming up in the local game shops here in Richmond, Virginia, and we're going to do interviews and stuff like that with the folks who run these stores. In addition to that, we are going to talk about each store separately. This first installment is going to go over the events for the week of, and I've got to bring up the calendar here really quick, weeks of Monday, September 22nd, 2014, through Sunday, September 28th, 2014. There are currently 5 game stores in the area that I'm aware of. And in alphabetical order, they're Dragon's Den Games in Glen Allen, FTW in Midlothian, One-Eyed Jack's in Carytown, Richmond Comics in Midlothian, and The Time Capsule in Hopewell. We're going to go over each one in order. We're going to talk about what they offer at the store, and we are going to go over their calendar of events for the next week. As these episodes go along, we are going to have interviews with the managers at Dragon's Den Games, or the owners. Dragon's Den Games, this is a store that I worked at for a short time. The owners are Scott Takahashi and Ed Cahill. And managers, I am aware of them currently being Phil Glau and Kevin Hamrick are the managers I am aware of at Dragon's Den Games. I do not know if they have hired new managers, but we will be talking with these managers and the store owners at some point in the future. Today, we have a couple of items of note. First off, and I'll include this down in the description, and you'll see it splash up on the screen. The Dragon's Den is sponsoring a giveaway on my channel on YouTube. And the giveaway includes a copy of The Lord of the Rings, The Confrontation. It's a two-player strategy game. And two decks of Unicorn Clan promo decks. Now, with this contest, you will have to go in and subscribe to my YouTube channel and like the video and leave a comment about your favorite game, and if you've been to the Dragon's Den before. Optionally, you can favorite the giveaway video. And alternatively, you can use the Rafflecopter, which I have I'll have the link to that as well. Now, once I reach 100 subs on my YouTube channel, I will choose 3 random subscribers who have followed the rules, liking, subscribing, and leaving a comment, or using the Rafflecopter. And unfortunately, I can only ship to the U.S. For this giveaway. If you're local to the Richmond, Virginia area, I can leave the prize that you've won at the Dragon's Den for pickup. Now, the Dragon's Den is quite an interesting place. It's one of the only gaming stores in the area that they're upfront about catering to children. They don't mind if you drop their kids off and you go next door and take a look at the home theater equipment, or if you go to another store in the area, maybe to get your nails done if you're a mom or something like that. And they will happily play games with kids and teach them how to play games that are on display and demo. The Dragon's Den stocks most popular games and accessories, and this extends to Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, The Legend of Five Rings, Netrunner, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Just to name a few of the card games. Board games, They have an entire wall dedicated entirely to board games. This includes WizKids, Nevermore Games, AEG, Game Right, Arcane Wonders, Fantasy Flight Games, Slugfest Games, Rio Grande, Days of Wonder, Steve Jackson Games, you name it, and it's probably up there on the wall. You can also do special order, and you can ask them to order things that aren't in stock, but and even if it's not in print, they will do their best to track down what you're looking for. In addition to board games and card games, they have a wide variety of miniature tabletop wargaming, such as Star Trek Attack Wing and Bolt Action, War Machine, X-Wing Miniatures Game, Warhammer, Warhammer 40K, and so on and so forth. There's quite a few miniatures in stock and a lot of model kits in stock as well. They also carry paints and accessories. Role-playing games are another forte of the store. They carry Dungeons and Dragons, Pathfinder, Shadowrun, Iron Kingdoms, Gamma World, GURPS. There's a lot of things there. Educational games for the children, such as Megaformers, which are like magnetic building blocks, Seasons, Hives, Once Upon a Time, Rory Stories Cubes, Spot It, and other games. Now, when it comes to accessories, they have a wide range of Dragon Shield card sleeves and deck boxes. They've got Galforce 9 gaming aids, Citadel paints, and a whole bunch of other things, including White Dwarf Magazine, More Games Illustrated, dice, dice bags, and even stuffed dice that you can hang from your car. From your car's rearview mirror, if this were the 70s, that is. Now, for the next week, on Monday, there's a Magic Modern tournament that starts at 7. Warhammer Dark Disc Wars demo at 3 to 5 p.m. And there's Star Wars X-Wing Summer OP tournament starting at 2. And that goes to 6 p.m. On Tuesday, the 23rd, that's Indie Card Game Night from 5 to 10 p.m. for Legend of the Five Rings, Netrunner, Pokemon, Pathfinder, MLP, and Yu-Gi-Oh! There's the Dual School for Netrunner at 5 o'clock. You learn how to play Netrunner. And then there's Family Game Night. That starts at 7 o'clock. Bring your family down and bring your favorite game with you, or you can go and select from their rental library, which is a rather large library of board games that you can rent from the store for $7 initially for a week and $1 per day thereafter. All charges are accrued into the rental fee, and if you decide you like the game, then you can go ahead and purchase a new one off the shelf, and in most cases off of the rental shelf if there isn't any in stock. The fee of the rental will be removed from the price of the game. If it's off the shelf and if it's back in the rental library, it's usually a discounted price because it is a used and open item. On Wednesday the 24th, there's Dual School for Magic, where you learn to play Magic and do a draft afterwards. It runs from 5 to 6 p.m. There's a Star Trek Attack Wing starting at 6, and a Magic Draft that is part of the Dual School that starts at 7. I believe anybody is welcome to go into the Magic Draft. You don't have to go through the Dual School to play in it. However, it's best to ask if you go to the event. On Thursday, the 25th, there's the Academy Playing the Game free from 5 to 6, which I believe is a program to teach board games. There's Warhammer 40K all day long, and then Dungeons and Dragons Advanced from 5 p.m. on. On Friday the 26th, it's Friday Night Magic starting at 7 p.m., War Machine and Hordes starting at 6 p.m., Warhammer 40K Friday Night Fights starting at 6 p.m., and this week there's a Magic the Gathering Cons of Tarkir release event going on that's part of the Friday Night Magic. Friday is the release date for Khans of Tarkir, and most places will sell you a box, and when you do a buy a box, there's a buy a box promo with a foil card that's usually available. On Saturday the 27th, it is D&D for Beginners at 2 p.m. and Star Wars X-Wing Escalation Tournament starting at 1. And finally, on Sunday the 28th, Pathfinder Society is running all day from noon to 6. They have a My Little Pony collectible card game tournament starting at 2. I will provide links to the Dragon's Den website in the description below, and I'll flash it up online. It's dragonsdengaming.com, so go ahead and check out what Dragon's Den has to offer you. Again, it's located in Glen Allen, and let's see here, I do not see an address. They also have an eBay store, so you can go on eBay and find out. And that's stores.ebay.com/dragonsdengaming. You can find this all on their website. And their phone number is 804-308-0647. If you go in, just tell them you heard from Excalibur Zone Gaming and that you were curious about stopping in and seeing what was what the store was about. The Dragon's Den also offers Players Guild program, which gets 10% off special orders and a bunch of other benefits. Talk to a manager or one of the sales associates when you go in to visit. It's, I believe, last I heard, it was $25 per year with a $20 renewal fee each year. And it provides you with a host of special rewards at the store. Okay, next we have For the Win Games, located here in Midlothian, Virginia. They carry a wide range of products and are mainly a miniatures wargaming store and Magic the Gathering and collectible card gaming store. They do role-playing and board games as well, but the main focus of this game store is Warhammer 40K, Warhammer, Dystopian Wars, Infinity, Firestorm Armada, and several other miniature war games. You'll have to check it out. They have several racks that are dedicated just to minis and models. They also carry Fantasy Flight, Magic the Gathering, War Machine, Hordes, let's see here, Yu-Gi-Oh! They do D&D. They usually have D&D or Pathfinder running quite often in conjunction with their other games. And they have painting and stuff like that. Now, these guys run events all the time. A lot of it is Magic the Gathering events, and we're going through their calendar right now, which I'm going to have to pull up directly. Let me see here. Go to their Google Calendar, and it shows me mine. So I'm going to go ahead and show only theirs. Show only this one. There we go. So, when it comes to For the Win Games, you'll want to talk to Joey, Nick, or Logan, Daniel. I believe those are the four guys who are still working there, and Rob Bear is the owner. He has a YouTube channel. You can find that off of the For the Win Games website, which is forthewingames.com. Sorry, for the ftwgames.net. I'm so used to .com on websites. And I'm a computer tech dude, so that's kind of sad. Well, anyway, starting on Monday, every Monday, actually, there is an avid EDH or Commander community here in the area. And For the Win has actually set up EDH night from 6:30 p.m. until close for playing EDH there. At 7 p.m., there's Pokemon League. Gabby is the one in charge of that. You'll want to talk to her if you want to bring your children in, or even you, to go and play some Pokemon. On Tuesday the 23rd, and they do this quite a bit, excuse me, there's a Magic Standard Cons win a box. So you go in and the winner or possibly the top four will split a box, but you get a booster box for winning the standard tournament. Wednesday on the 24th, there's FTW Members Night. You'll have to talk to FTW about that. I believe there's discounts and stuff like that on games and such. It happens the last Wednesday of each month, I believe. Wednesday's also Warhammer 40K Night, Star Wars X-Wing League, and RPG and board games starting at 7 o'clock. Warhammer starts at 5, Star Wars at 6, and the RPG and board games at 7. On the Thursday, the 25th, there's Lord of the Ring and Dystopian Wars at 5 o'clock, Star Wars X-Wing Night at 6 p.m., and there's a Magic Draft at 6:30. That's when sign-ups begin. On Friday the 26th, that's Magic the Gathering Cons, Friday Night Magic, and Release Weekend begins. There's an Pathfinder Society Night on Fridays, and Friday Night Magic starting at 6:30 for registration. On Saturday the 27th, there's a 40K 1,850-point tournament starting at 10 o'clock sign-up time. And at 12 p.m., they're firing off a Magic the Gathering Cons Win a Box tournament. And finally, on the 28th, there is a 12 p.m. Warhammer Fantasy Open Play. At 12 p.m., they do this all the time. 12 p.m., Magic the Gathering Cons Win a Box. And at 3 p.m., Pokemon League. I have usually seen Gabby on Sundays at 3. She's a bright and cheerful girl who is more than happy to teach anyone how to play Pokemon. She also plays other games. As you come to the store and partake in these events, you will get to know these people more often than not. They're all really bright. They're really fun to game with, and they get a lot of people in there to play Magic. It's a madhouse there. They tend to live stream. The top two, I believe, or possibly the top four, Friday Night Magic, standard, winners. Sorry, my brain got a little fried there. So you'll be able to go in and watch on Twitch TV. The information is on their website, and you'll find out more. They also have an online store where you can sell and buy Magic cards. They have one of the more unique setups in the store. We can actually go and order cards in the store on an iPad, and then they'll go back and fulfill your order for you. Next on the list is One-Eyed Jacks, or One-Eyed Jocks, if you want to say it that way. They are a game store out in Carytown, Richmond, Virginia. That's close to downtown. And it is Carytown is one of the most historical shopping areas in Richmond. They carry board games, role-playing games, miniatures, disc golf, chess, puzzles, and a whole bunch of other stuff. They're one of the more unique stores with a scratch and dent section for discounted games. You might want to check that out if you're in the area. There's a lot of shopping to be had in Carytown, and One-Eyed Jocks is actually the very first store that I stumbled across when I was looking for gaming venues in the area. I did not know about Richmond Comics. I thought it was just a comic book store. When I went to college, I took a an English course that was dedicated to comic books and visual medium. Giving you a history of how comics started and the visual media and how it actually improves reading comprehension, gets kids into reading and stuff like that. It was an awesome course, taught by Tom DeHaven, a really cool guy who works at VCU. I don't know if he still works there. He may. I haven't seen him in a very long time. Well, One-Eyed Jacques, their calendar is kind of sparse according to Google Calendar, so I'll give you what I can, and then I'm going to look at their Facebook page. It's starting on Monday. We have Legend of Five Rings at 6. And then on Wednesday, it's Open Gaming starting at 7. And then 6:30 p.m. Friday Night Magic kicks off on Friday. And then Sunday is Board Game Night there. They do not have any pre-release events or release events listed on their calendar, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick look down through their timeline and see if they've put any scheduled information there. And no, it does not look like they have put anything here. They do have an event. It's WizKids HeroClix Tournament, War of the Light, Sunday, September 28th at 11 a.m. It looks like they have a Boss Monster Tournament running September 27th at 2 p.m. See here. They've mentioned the Khans of Tarkir pre-releases, so I'm pretty sure their Friday Night Magic is going to be Khans of Tarkir release event worthy. Let's take a look at the calendar again. Here we go. Nope. They had a Grand Prix that happened on the 17th. And let's see here. That seems to be about the only things that they have listed. You can reach them in Carytown. And that's 3104 West Cary Street in Richmond, Virginia. Their phone number is 804-359-5163. I'll go ahead and put the phone numbers of each of the stores down in the description. So, you can go ahead and get it, and I will do what I can to get you the hours they're open, or I will point you to the place where you can find their hours. Facebook is pretty good because it actually lists when they're open at the current time. Like right now, it's saying that One Eye Jacques is currently closed. And later on today, they're going to be open from 10 a.m. until 12 a.m., which I don't know if that's an actual thing, but if it is, that is a very long time to be open. So there's a lot of fun to be had there. Now, Richmond Comics, they are my jam. They are my favorite local gaming store where I spend the majority of my time. They're closed on Mondays, but pretty much open from noon to 6 on Tuesdays and Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 9 Wednesday and Thursday, and Friday from noon to midnight, and a lot of times it'll go to 2 a.m. on Friday, and sometimes later, depending on how long you're there. Our next podcast, or our next, this really isn't a podcast, it could be considered a podcast, I guess, but the next time I do the news, we will be talking to Tommy a bit more about what is going on. I talked to him today and got a bunch of information about the next week, and his calendar is looking a little sparse. There's not a lot going on Tuesdays, but there's a lot packed into the game, and you'll see Sunday is going to be pretty crazy. Well, Richmond Comics, as the name implies, started out as a comic book store, and they still have comics. Comics are one of their number one sellers in the store. And then there's Magic and Malifaux role-playing games. They do D&D and Pathfinder. Pathfinder's probably the better-selling. 4th edition D&D slowed down towards the end, and 5th edition has really kicked up. Their collectible card games go from Magic the Gathering to Pokemon to indie card games. They carry Looney Labs card games and Steve Jackson games and WizKids board games. Like HeroClix and Quarriors and stuff like that. They have a lot of comic book paraphernalia, and they have a lot of game accessories. And Magic the Gathering is one of their biggest sellers. They have a wide range of singles in stock. So if you're looking for them, check with if you're looking for singles, check with Richmond Comics. Well, on to their events. Mondays they are closed, as stated. It tends to be kind of slow on Mondays, so they opted to close the doors. On Tuesdays, there's not much going on. At all on most Tuesdays. Wednesdays they have D&D encounters starting at 6:30 p.m. Pokemon League on Thursday starting at 5, and Magic the Gathering Standard starts at 6 p.m. Friday night is a pretty big night for Friday Night Magic. There's drafts starting at 7, Friday Night Magic Standard starting at 7:30, and board games are almost always kicking off around 8 o'clock. Recently, I've been partaking in standard tournaments at Richmond Comics, playing a different deck each week. And now with the new release schedule of 18 months versus 24 months for standard rotation, I've decided I'm going to start going to drafts. So I'll be playing in the drafts at Richmond Comics quite often, and then board games after that, unless Commander or something pops up, we'll do that. It's also the release weekend of Cons of Tarkir, we have said many times before. And the Friday Night Magic is going to be geared towards Cons of Tarkir. Starting on Saturday, there's a Team Trios event, which is been a really, really huge hit. Tommy's told me 20 to 25 teams, and that's teams of 3 people. You get your packs, then you build decks together and share the cards, and then you go and kick butt. I have never had an opportunity really to go there due to scheduling and family, and I rarely can game on Saturdays, but Team Trios has been a really popular format here in the area. At 12 p.m., there's almost always a HeroClix event of some type going off run by DJ. You'll want to talk to him when you go in there. You can ask for DJ or Deej, as his friends call him. And on Sunday, it's crazy, very, very, very crazy. There is a crazy draft going on at 12 p.m. Now, what that is, for $2 entry, that's right, $2 to enter this draft, you bring in 3 sealed packs of Magic the Gathering cards. They have to be 15 card boosters. If you bring in, and you can bring cards from any set, from Alpha all the way up to Cons of Tarkir. And the awesome thing is, if you bring in sets that only have 8 cards per booster, you have to bring in 2. So that would end up being 4 or more packs, depending on what sets you bring. Well, in any case, everybody's going to bring in these crazy packs, and then drafting will begin. You'll draft all the cards, and then a tournament, a Swiss-style tournament, is going to kick off, and the winners will get prize support in terms of $50 for first player, 20 for second, and 10 for third, I believe. The event was created by my friend Dave Bockenkamp, and he wanted to give back to the Magic community, so he came up with this idea for this crazy draft. All of the rares in the game, in the tournament, are going to be redrafted. If there are multiple pods, the redrafts are going to be cross-pod, and pairings are going to be cross-pod. It's going to be one hectic, hectic tournament, and I'm looking forward to it. I will be there, and my 3 packs are yet to be determined. I'm thinking about hitting Tommy up at Richmond Comics for a little bit of special packs there. We'll have to see. Pokemon League starts at 12 p.m. That's run by Barbara. You'll want to talk to her when you sign in. There's also the new D&D living card game. I can't remember the name of it. Let me just take a quick look. I think it's the Dungeons and Dragons Adventurers League. There's a special event going on this today, this Sunday, the 21st was the first time they had met, and there's going to be another event on the 28th as well. I was going to jump into that, but I can't because I'm participating in the draft, but I will be enjoying some time playing that D&D stuff. If there's anything else that comes up with Richmond Comics, I will put it in the description. I'll have to review the interview I had with Tommy after gaming today because he had mentioned a couple of extra things that I really want to make sure I put in there. Okay, let's see here. Finally, we have the time capsule in Hopewell, Virginia. They have board games, card games, and they do a lot of magic. They are paired up with the Silver Unicorn. So it's the time capsule and Silver Unicorn share the same space. Silver Unicorn does comics and Time Capsule does games. Between the two stores, they sell Magic, Pokemon, Cardfight Vanguard, and a very large selection of board games and role-playing games, HeroClix, and comics. The events that go on are standard at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. Friday Night Magic Draft and Standard firing off at 7:30 p.m. Fridays, and they have a rotating format event on Sundays at 2 p.m. Excuse me, I need a drink. There's the Cons of Tarkir releases this weekend as well. They make note of that. They have a Star City Games Fall State Championships on Sunday, October 12th at the VFW Fire Hall in Hopewell that Rick wanted to let me know. Rick Ralston is the guy running Time Capsule. And I will provide the link to the website there. You can I'm trying to get him to use Google Calendar so that people can subscribe to his calendar and find out what events are going on ahead of time and be able to plan. But he does a lot of his posting of his events, just like One Eyed Jacques does, up on the Facebook page. And you'll have those links when we're done. Well, that is it for this episode of Favorite Local Gaming Store News, or FLGS News. Join us next Monday, the 29th, while I go ahead and talk about more about the next week's schedule, and we will be talking about how the pre-release and release events went. Friday night was scary busy at Richmond Comics. Almost every seat was taken up with board games, card games, role-playing games, Friday Night Magic, you name it, it was happening. It's a very hopping place on Fridays. For the Win is always hopping on Fridays, sometimes upwards of 50 or 60 people on a Friday night. And their pre-release events went very well. Richmond Comics ran out of pre-release kits, and he had enough for 80 seats, and they all sold within 2 days. So that was a pretty big thing. For the Win still had a couple of packs left on Saturday, but it looked like they were going to be running out as well. The other stores, I am unsure of. I have not gotten in contact with the Dragon's Den, nor Time Capsule, or One Eyed Jacks on how their pre-release events went. I hope to give a call, at least voice communications between the stores I can't make it to and make it easily to. Hopewell is quite a distance away from me, and Dragon's Den is a hall as well. But for the Win, and One-Eyed Jocks, I could possibly visit them on the way back from work sometimes. But for the Win and Richmond Comics are hop, skip, and a jump away from each other, and I will game at one or the other in most cases. All right, until the 28th, this is Excalibur. Enjoy playing games. Visit your favorite local game stores, and if you're in Richmond, visit one of these wonderful game stores. If I have missed a game store in the area, please let me know in the comments, and I will be sure to contact them and make sure that they are aware of what I'm doing and get their permission. Well, I don't need their permission to talk about them because I will go visit them, find out how cool they are, and I will talk about them. But I will talk to them and make sure they're okay with me pimping them up. And most stores are all right with free advertising. Please like, favorite, and subscribe. It really helps me. The favorite is optional, but it's really good to know if something is going well on my channel or not, and I can tell by the likes and by the number of subscribers I receive. Until next time, this is Excalibur, and I am out.